Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. At 8 o'clock, right after this program is over, we have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures that airs from 8 to 8:30 a.m. every Sunday morning on Public Access Channel number 6. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please go out there and give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and we cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our only desire is to help you understand your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. And if we can help you in any way in endeavoring to show you through God's Word how that can be accomplished, please do not hesitate to call us. Today, we're going to begin for the next few months. We're going to look at a subject that I believe will be an interest to many of you who really do not know much about the Lord's Church. I want to talk for the next few months answering the question, why am I a member of the Church of Christ? Maybe you don't know anything about the church, or maybe you do, but you've really never talked to anyone, and you've heard many things, so I want to clarify and give you some biblical reasons why I'm a member of the Lord's Church. One of the reasons that I should be able to do this and should be willing to do this is because it's commanded by God. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, the scripture says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Can you give others an answer for the hope that lies in you? Can you tell them why you're a member of the Lord's church or another church? Can you give them a reason why? Some of the reasons given by some of my brethren are incorrect. And some people give answers that have no biblical merit. It is a popular church. It is a friendly church. They have lots of young people. I was raised in the Church of Christ. I married into the church. I like the location of the building. Many of my friends go there. I thought I needed to go somewhere, and this seemed to be as good as any other. Well, those reasons might have good things for the people who make them, and they might be reasons that they can justify in their mind why they might go to the Lord's church, but I want to tell you that none of those reasons that I just gave you are biblical reasons why you should be a member of the Lord's church. Such reasoning is worthless and empty in the sight of God. It shows a person does not have the correct understanding of it, thus saith the Lord. I'm often asked, was I raised in the Lord's church? And what that simply means is, was I brought up? Were my parents members of the Lord's church? And the answer to that is yes. Most of my immediate family are members of the Lord's church. I've been around Christian most of my adult life. Yet, is that why I'm a member? Am I a member of the Lord's church simply because I was raised in the church, because my parents are Christians, because my brother is a Christian and my siblings are Christians? Is that why I'm a member of the Lord's church? It must go much deeper than that. All of us need to understand it is not only important to be a member of the Lord's church, but it is important why you are a member of the Lord's church. Many young people who have been brought up in Christian homes reach a point where they begin to question what they believe. Do they believe only because mom and dad taught them? The only thing they've been exposed to in their life, maybe there's something else out there. This type of questioning is proper and healthy. Children do not inherit their parents' convictions. Each of us needs to be persuaded in our own mind. We need to do our own investigating. We need to do our own study. And we need to meditate upon the Word of God for ourselves and not depend upon others. Not our parents, not our siblings, not our immediate family, and not our friends. We need to look in the Bible for ourselves. Why? Because our soul is at stake. It is my soul. It is your soul. And you should know and you should be able to give an answer to why you're a member of any religious institution that you go to. But I want to explain to you this morning that I'm a member of the Lord's Church in this introduction lesson, because I believe it is the Church of the Bible, and through the very for the next few months, I'm going to give you many reasons why I have determined to become a member of the Lord's Church, because I believe there are biblical and sound reasons for doing so. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 16 and 17, the scripture says, "Do you not know to whom you present yourself slaves to obey? You are the one slave to whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered." And in Romans 14:5, it says, "One person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each one be fully convinced in his own mind." Romans 14, verse 5. Do you wonder if you are really a member of the right church? Do you find yourself wondering how all these good people in the world can be lost because they are in other faiths? Does doubt ever enter your mind? Christians have a duty before God to determine and know for certainty that we are doing a service to God, and that service is correct and it is acceptable to God because it's according to His Word. But the bigger question is, can we know? Can we know for absolutely certain that we are in the right church and we are in the church that belongs to the Lord? In Luke chapter 1 and verse 4, Luke gives one of the reasons that he wrote his letter, that you might know the certainty of those things in which you've been instructed. Luke wanted the early Christians to understand and know for certainty that the things that they were being had been instructed in were right, they were honorable, and they were according to the will of God. In 1 Timothy 3:15, "But if I am delayed, I write to you that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." 1 Timothy 3:15. And Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And in John 17:17, the scripture says, "Sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth." Our conclusions about what church we belong to must be based upon the truth of God's word and nothing more. Can we give evidence to others why we know that this is the Lord's church, that the one that I'm a member of is the church that we can read about in the Bible? Can I know that? Do I know that? Can you give Bible reasons why you're a member of the church that you belong to? And I'm going to give you reasons, Bible reasons, why I'm a member of the Church of Christ. Now, if not, we are no different than those in the world who are members of other faiths. These broadcasts for the next few months will give a good place for us to start. We know from passages like Matthew 16, 18, Jesus promised to build his church. We also know in Ephesians 4, verse 1, the body says there is one body and one faith in the Christian pillars of unity in Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. But can you show other evidence that supports your claims that you're a member and an active member of the church that we read about in the Bible? I want you to know that this is a very important question. And I think each of us, me, including all of my listening audience, needs to be able to explain in an understandable way, in a very straightforward way, why we belong to the religious institutions that we belong to. I want to suggest to you very first off in this study that all churches are not alike. And all answers are not right. And all churches are not right. Now I know that does not sit well with many, many people. And many people look at the church as nothing more than a choice. Just like what kind of car that you drive. You drive a Ford, I drive a Honda, you might drive a Chevy or a Buick or a Chrysler or a Kia. It really doesn't matter. All cars are the same. It's just a matter of personal choice. Well, that may be true in cars. That may be true in ice cream. That may be true in the kind of house that you buy, where you live, what kind of job you do. There are many things in this life that we have choices of. But religion, yes, we have a choice in that too, but if we want our service to be acceptable to God, then it must be mirrored with His choice. and it must be in His church. And so we need to be able to give an answer, as we read in the beginning of this study this morning, that we need to be able to give an answer to the hope that lies within us and give scriptural reasons why we belong to the church that we belong to. In the next few months, I'm going to give you biblical reasons why I have determined in my life many, many years ago to be a member of the Lord's church. I am not a member of the Lord's church because my parents are members, or my grandparents, or my brother, or people I love, or people I respect, or friends that I've known through the years. I have many of those who are members of the Lord's church, but that's not why I'm a member. I'm a member because I examined the evidence, because I looked in the scripture and I tried to find the answer to which church I should belong to. What I would like you to do, ladies and gentlemen, during this next few months, is I would like you to pay close attention to the reasons that I will give you in why I am a member of the Lord's church. And what I would like you to do is to examine the passages that we will examine and the statements that we will make and see if the church that you belong to has the same reasons that I do in why I am a member of the Lord's church. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to suggest to you, I not only suggest, but I want to explain to you that the only way that our religious service in whatever we may go to church and whatever we might call our home church will not be accepted by God if we do not belong to the one that He is the head of and that He purchased with His own blood and the one that He promised to build. If we are not a member of that blood-bought institution, then our religious service will be in vain. Now, I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't want you to think that this is just my narrow opinion. I'm going to try to demonstrate with the scripture that there are valid reasons why you should be a member of the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is not a denomination. It's not one church among many churches. It is not a man-made institution, and it was established at a particular time and is a church that the Lord is the head of. And it is a church that we can read about in the Bible. And there are valid biblical reasons why I would encourage you and I would challenge you that you should look and investigate the Lord's church. And I hope that's what these lessons will do. I hope these lessons will give you pause to do a little investigating. Not maybe just with us, but to investigate where you're at, to investigate what you're a member of and why you're a member there. And can the church that you belong to, can you give valid scriptural reasons why you belong to that church? And can you show that it is the church that one can read about in the Bible? And can you give valid scriptural evidence that demonstrates that God approves of the church that you belong to? Now, all I ask you for the next few months is to have an open Bible and an open mind. Let's examine together. And let's see if we can find valid reasons for why we're a member of the church. And I will give you valid reasons, according to scriptures, why I am a member of the Lord's church. I want to thank you for listening today. We hope you'll continue to listen next week as we'll continue beginning to examine this step by step of giving you biblical reasons why I'm a member of the Church of Christ. Please come and worship and study God's Word with us today. We would love to see you. Have a blessed day.